Asheda. The Rabbi says the memory was set over on the loch of a chest. It's not learned like this. Hasheda, if you have a big chest, the question is, we know a kli is a makabel tumma. But when the kli is so big, its pockets, it's not called a kli anymore, makabel tumma. So how big does the kli have to be that's not right makabel tumma anymore? So beishama yemrim nimdera desmim mifnim. The locher is, it has to be big enough to hold a mem saw of liquid, or else Rashi says that's two kurs of yavish of dried. Now how do you measure where it fits inside the kli? So beishama goes to chum and says you only measure the inside of the kli itself. You do not include the thickness of the kli, just exactly how much the inside of this kli could take. If the chest is that big, that the way it's made right now, the inside could take mem saw or two kurs of midas yavish, then it's pluck of the shame kli, it's not makabel tum anymore. But if it can't take that much, then it's still called a kli. So again, so Beishamai says, nimdera desim mifnim, you only measure the inside of the kli, how much exactly goes inside the kli. Beisila says, mi bachutz, no, you even measure the outside. In other words, the thickness of the outside of the kli, like Rashi says, we consider as if it would have been chokal, it would have been hollowed out to the bottom of the kli, and if that part is included, then it would take a boyim saw, two kurs, it's not makabel tumma. That's Beisila's kula. That means even the inside of the kli, the thickness of the inside is also included. Umoidin elu vilav, they both agree, shein uvei haraglayim v'uvei halavazrazin nimded, that the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rim, that's not included in the measurement. So far this is the machlokes Beisham and Beisila. Now Rabbi Yossi says, moidin, they both agree, shuvei haraglayim v'uvei halavazrazin nimded. He argues that the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rim is included in the measurement of the kli. But ubenayim em nimdad, but the space in between the legs, that's not included. That's too wide, that's not included already. Now, Reb Shimon Shezuri Yaymer, em ho yuraglayim gevoyus, tefach, if the feet of the base of this chest was high, a tefach, then ain't benayim nimdad. What's in between one leg and another leg is not included in the measurement. But if the legs are not that tall, then we say b'nei nindad, even what's in between the legs is also included in this measurement of memsor. Rashi says b'nei means oisei avir, shebein haraglayim, the space from one foot to another feet, is not nindad, but that's the machlokes. So Shimon Zuri says if it's a tefach, it's a mokum choshev, it's not included. But if it's less than a tefach, it's not a mokum choshev, then it's included. So it could be on this halacha of Shimon Chazuri that he said even the raglayim is also included in the measurement of the kli, that if it's makabel, that if it's wide enough, big enough to receive mem so, it's not makabel tumah. So this is the halacha of Shimon Chazuri. So maybe on this halacha did Rabbi Chanina say his halacha. Now Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Ayayin, he says no. Whether Rabbi Chanina said the halacha was like Shimon Chazuri was going on a halacha about the ayin. And we learn like this. Tetzinan, we learned. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Shemen, Tchilo Lierlum. Rabbonim made a special chumra about Shemen, about oil, that it always remains a Rishon Latumma. Even if a Sheni touched it, still the mice, it always remains a Rishon Latumma. Rashi says, Ben Shenitma, B'yava Tumma, B'rishon, B'sheni, Hevi Rishon, that's the locha about Shemen. Rashi says, the Kaimalon, the Kola Poisla, Satruma, Metama Mashkin, Lias Tchilo. And therefore the Shemen Mashka, Shemen is also called Mashka. That's the Chiddush. All Mashka have this loch of water, and the Wadin Shemen is also considered a Mashka. That's what Jemaya says. The Chom and the Chom say, Afad Vash, they hold even honey, is also called a Mashka. If even though a Sheni touches Mashka, it remains a Rishna Tumma. Reb Shimon Shezuriyayin Afa Yayin, he says Yayin is also is considered a Mashka. So more is the question, if so, Mechalada Tanakama Sova Yayin Loi, is it possible to say that the Tanakama, like he only says Shemun or Devash, but not Yayin, it doesn't make any sense? Avada Yayin is awesome. Rashi says, Epitimiyah, the Yayin Mikulamand Yomal of Mashka, is anybody that holds that wine is not called Mashka, Avada Yayin is called a Mashka, Avada should also have this Chumra, according to everybody that has always had the Tumas Rishon on it. So more says like this, Eimer, rather say, Reb Shimon Shezuri Yayin, he meant to say that Adafki Yayin, And it means to say, v'loy shemen u'dvash, v'loy hevi mashkin, that he holds that shemen and dvash is not called a mashke. So on this halach, Rabbi Chanin is what said halach Rabbi Shimon Chazuri, that what's called a mashke that has this chumra that's always a rishon l'tumah, it's only yayin and not shemen and dvash. Mar says tani v'lo like this, that Omer Rabbi Shimon Chazuri, Rabbi Shimon Chazuri says, that Pamachas that once happened, Nisaravli Tevel Bechulin, that Tevel got mixed up into Chulin. And Rashi says the case was Nisaravli Tevel, Rashi says of Demai Bechulin, and therefore it can't be Mafresh Mimenu, because there's Chulin mixed into it. So even though Rashi says that Demai Lo Mechai Midirais Vemaiser, Afilavachi Oyu Mechai Midirabonin, Hevle Min Chulin Haptur, Al Tevel Achiv. So what can he do now? The kid saw the tevel fell back in to regular chulin. So what should he do now? So the Shimon Zeruf said, what happened to him once? Obosi v'shalti yeshe v'tafen, yes, Rabbi Tafen. V'omulin, he said to me, lech kach v'cho min ashuk. Go buy more peris min ashuk, means buy more demai for namoritz. So for namoritz, again, it's poti midirais, it's only mechuyim midirabonin. And the aser alav, and take off truma samaisus from that, onto this terubis here. Why? Because Kisavra Tavon holds that the Yeraisa Bruba bottle. That means the Yeraisa Shalfi Goros this another. If you learn we're talking about the Maila Chura, you don't have to be Goros this. This Svar would be even if Yod was real Tevel Midiraisa. But still, the Maisa now Midiraisa, it's bottle Chad Mitrei. And therefore, it's only Midirabonin that has Choshev, it's not bottles. You only have to take off Truma Samaisa Midirabonin. Varoiva Amorat Samaisa Nhein. And the Tevel is the food you buy from an Amorat in the street also. Most of them took off Truma Samaisus. That's only Mechuyi Midrabonin. Therefore, they're both equal. Vevelei Keturim Men Aptur Al Aptur. Like both is Poti Midiraisa, they're only Mechuyi Midrabonin. So that's the eighth side of take off Truma Samaisus for this Tevel that fell into the Chulin. So more is the question now, Vleim, how come Matafan didn't say, Vleimelei Kach Minodik Chazim? Why didn't he say, go buy Paris off an Amari, off a Goy? The Chura Goy also Midiraisa is Poti for Truma Samaisus, it's only Mechuyi Midrabonin. So you'll also have min aptur al aptur. Zemar says no. Ksav Rav Tafen holds that ain kinyan Rabbi Kachovim the Eretz Yisrael laf kia miyad meister. No, that a goy's kinyan Eretz Yisrael is not that strong. It's not mafkia. It does not take away the chiv of truma samaisus. In other words, midiraisi is still mechuyev in truma samaisam. Tuan teres bought off a goy, and therefore behevel im enachiv al aptur. You cannot use these teres to pat the your tevel that fell into the chulin. Because since it's bottom beroyv midiraisa, midiraisa not mechuyev in truma samaisa, it's only midirabonin. And this is mechuyev midiraisa, so it's called menachiv al aptur. So that's why I told him only go buy peris off an amoritz, which is also only mechuyev midirabonin. Therefore, it's the rabbonin the kechiv honor, the rabbonin the kechiv, you could be yours to take off this truma for that tevel. Now the Gemara says, Ikid Tamri, some say though, that Omele Yesef Tafan Yentavak and said, Lech kach menorik echovim. Another eitzer is, or the only eitzer is, go and buy teres off a guy. Why? Because Kesav, according to his girsa, he holds that yesh kinyan yodik echovim be Eretz Yisrael af kiyim yad meisa. Yes, a guy does have a koyach, a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. And the karka that he owns, that karka midirais like his potter from Truma Samaisus. There's only a chiv midirabonin. And therefore, v'hevelim min aptur al aptur, it's like both are potter midiraisa, it's only chai midirabonin. Therefore, you could take off truma samaisus from the peris of anakim for this tevel that was mixed up with the chulin. So, on this gears the Gemara's the question, v'leimele, how come it didn't say back to him, kach miyashuk, take from the street, from the shuk? So, he ends more interest, sover, because he held like this, that ein roiv amoritz maisrin. According to his gears, they held no, that peris amoritz, you don't say roiv with them took off truma samaisus. Therefore, it's a sophic midiraisa, considered like the mechuyi midiraisa, take off truma samaisus. Therefore, you can not use those peris to part the your tevel that fell into chulin. Because here, since it's bottle beroiv midiraisa, therefore, since it's bottle beroiv, it's only mechuyi midirabonin, it's only midirabonin, that's not bottle. And therefore, oblai minachiv al aptur. Therefore, the eighth word he told him, take from peris goy akum, which is peris of an akum, according to his girsa, if you old yesh kinyin, then it's only mechuyi midirabonin midiraisa yipota. So that was the eighth to take the peris from namorit from a goy and part yourself your truma samaisis on this tevel that fell into the chulin. Now the Gemara says sholach le Rav Yemar bar Shalmi Yola Rapopo. Rav Yemar bar Shalmi sent to Rapopo, and it said like this: Ho diyomar Rovim bar Chinuno. That Rovim bar Chinuno said, Omar Ula the name of Ula, Omar Rav Chanina. That locha Shemesh Zuri. That locha is like Rav Shemesh Zuri. For loy oid not only this, Elokomokim Shoshana Rav Shemesh Zuri. Locha Kamo Yisoy. Any place that we said locha, any time he says a locha, we pass him like him. Af bin Isar v'loi teva v'chulin. If they ask him a question, even in this case also, even in this last halacha, where it says where we have this case where this teva got mixed up into chulin, that Shimon Shazuri said the answer is go out and buy from the shuk, or else go and buy from a guy and take off trumas and maisers. So yes, we pass him in this case also like Shimon Shazuri. Omalei said back to him, in yes, that why not? Like this also halacha we pass like Shimon Shazuri. Omer Vashi, Vashi said, Omali Mazutra, Mazutri said, the Koshi bo Rabbi Chanin de Misura. Chanin of Ben Sura had a question even, like Koshi Bey. He asked the question like, Sita, of course we pass on the Shemesh.